T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So how do you satisfy a big audience? This is something that's fascinated me for a long time. What makes a hit? What makes something popular? Well, Derek Thompson has written a couple of books on that topic. His latest one is called Hitmakers: How to Succeed in an Age of Distraction. And he's here with me this morning. Thank you very much for joining me, Derek.
It's wonderful to be here. Thank you.
So in your introduction, you say the book asks two questions at its core. One, what is the secret to making products people like? And two, why do some products fail? The answers?
Wow, we're going right for the big ones.
Right to it.
Let me answer the. I'll answer the first one first.
Okay.
To take them down in order. You know, one of the big ideas in this book is what I call the myth of novelty.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's this idea we have, because there are so many new products out there, so many new songs and television shows and fashions, this idea that consumers want new things, right? That mm-hmm. we like new things. In fact, psychological research has repeatedly shown that the most fundamental bias in human psychology is a preference for the familiar. We do like new music, but 90% of the time we're listening to music, it's a song we've already heard. Every year this century, a majority of the top 10 films in the U.S. have been sequels, adaptations, and reboots. So, yeah, we do buy tickets and spend money for new products, but we like those products that are sneakily familiar. So in the book, I use this term, familiar surprise, which essentially says an idea that is a perfect combination of the new and the old, so that it both excites people and makes them feel like they're opening up a door and seeing a friend inside.
So is it a case of taking something that is familiar and just kind of tweaking it or adding a little something new to it to kind of give you the comfort but draw you just out of it a little bit?
That can be half of it. What mm-hmm. I say in the book is that to sell something new, make it familiar, but to sell something familiar, make it new. So if you're starting with a product that is really familiar, right? Let's say you're starting with a Fast and the Furious franchise. Tens of millions of people, hundreds of millions of people around the world know it. All right, your challenge is not to refamiliarize your audience with this product. Everyone knows the product. Your challenge is, all right, how do I make the next sequel surprising? How do I up the ante, right? So how do I make that familiar product surprising? But on the other end of the spectrum, sometimes people are dealing with incredibly new products, right? Let's say you're a technologist and you're trying to get people to buy an artificial intelligent assistant, something like Alexa. Well, the whole challenge with Alexa is making it seem like a friend. So, you know, Alexa has a name. She speaks in a lilting female voice. She is designed to be as familiar as possible. And so that's sort of the opposite strategy. But again, both of these strategies are meeting in the middle to artfully combine familiarity and surprise.
Visiting with Derek Thompson, the author of the book Hitmakers: How to Succeed in an Age of Distraction. In your chapter on the music of sound, this is something I've really been fascinated by. You mentioned the basic elements of catchiness. What are those?
Well, the first element is repetition. Musicologists have found that you can take basically any sound in the world and you repeat it over a common interval, and it starts to sound like music. The brain can't help but hear that repeated sound as song. So that's a really important point. But of course, you know, if I or you walk into a music label studio and we say we've got a really, really great song, and we just play the same 2-second sound looping over and over again, they'll laugh us out of the studio. So you can't just have repetition for catchiness. You also need variety. In terms of what the right, you know, way of balancing repetition and variety is, there's a really fun little story that I found in the book, and it's this idea that if you have a rat in a laboratory and you play sounds to it over and over and over, it eventually will habituate to these notes. It'll learn to ignore certain notes. But there's a very specific pattern such that you can keep the rat's attention, and that pattern is AAB, ABC, with A, B, and C being different notes. And if you can't remember what I just said, the order of the A, Bs, and Cs, it doesn't matter because it's the same pattern as every single pop song in the world. If you replace A with verse and B with chorus and C with bridge, verse, chorus, bridge, A, A, B, A, B, C. And so it's really interesting to think that the same pattern that keeps a rat attentive in a laboratory setting also keeps us listening to a piece of music.
And also an important point you make in the book, you tell stories about people who had an idea, were really talented, but couldn't get it sold. And you mentioned that picking a few hits requires a tolerance for many bad ideas and also just the determination to make it big.
Yeah, that's right. And I think that it's really important to remember that it's not enough to simply make something that you think is great. It's very, very important to make something that you think is great and then think of a great distribution strategy to reach the right people. So I think that, you know, it's you want to be as thoughtful, essentially, about your marketing strategy as you are about your about essentially your content creation.
It's very interesting. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to grab my guitar and write the next big hit.
I wish you the best of luck, sir.
Thank you. That's Derek Thompson. His book, Hitmakers, How to Succeed in an Age of Distraction. Derek, thank you very much for joining me on Total Information AM this morning.
Thank you very much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.